It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The a cappella group Vocal Point out of Brigham Young University has just released their 10th CD. Titled Spectrum, the album features the song Allegheny. Let's take a listen. Joining me to explain the story behind the song and how it ended up on this CD are songwriter Ben Tangleson and his brother Jake, who performs with Vocal Point. Ben and Jake Tangleson, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Ben, as the songwriter, what was the motivation of composing this tune?
So it had been a couple years since I had written my wife a song. And she, in frustration one day, said, "Why don't you ever write a song for me?" And so with a little motivation, I got to work, and it was a pretty easy write. It just sort of came out of nowhere.
What came first, the words or the music?
The words came first. My wife and I were driving around Pittsburgh when we first moved here, trying to get to know the place, and crossed the bridges many, many times. And the thought came to me once, what would it be like to write a song with the words Allegheny and Monongahela in them? And is that even possible? Because I can't think of many words that rhyme with or sound good next to those words. And so that was the prompt that was sort of sitting in the back of my mind. And then my wife gave me a kick in the butt and said, "Why don't you write me a song?" And so those two things together, I got the words together.
And then when it was done, you said, "You probably think this song is about you, don't you?" No.
Yeah, that much was clear.
And I understand that the lullaby quality the song possesses wasn't by accident. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I wrote the song when my wife and I were expecting our first child. His name is Nash, and my wife was maybe 4 or 5 months pregnant, and that maybe explains part of her emotional frustration. There was lots of that during those 9 months. And so the song was written then, and it was still at the top of our playlist, you could say, when our son was born. And so it was one of the first songs that we began to sing to him when he was born, and it's become a regular ever since.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're speaking with Ben Tangleson, composer of the song Allegheny, featured on the new CD Spectrum by the a cappella group Vocal Point. We're also speaking with Ben's brother, Jake Tangleson. Jake performs with Vocal Point and created the arrangement of Allegheny, heard on the CD. Jake, what was your initial impression of the song?
So Ben and my older brother Daniel and I all kind of share music together. We write music, and anytime any of us finishes a song, we'll email it out to the rest and we'll all listen to it and give each other feedback. And so Ben had sent me this song and I thought it was really beautiful. It was kind of a rough recording, but it was simple and it was nice and the lyrics were beautiful, but I didn't really think anything of it until the day came that one of the fellows, the bass singer in the group, was getting married, and he wanted something that he could sing at his wedding, and we all were going to be there, so I figured I may as well arrange something that the whole group could sing together. So I arranged this song, and it's in a lower register, and it's simple. And as I was thinking about it, I thought, how neat would it be to maybe have this representation of these rivers in the parts and have one that's flowing while the other is ebbing, and then have the other one pull and push each other until it just turns into this beautiful melody. And I arranged it for this guy's wedding. He never ended up singing it. But then And months later, our director was kind of banging his head against the wall, and I was talking to him about how we needed another song for our album, and he was trying to explain conceptually what he wanted, and he said it needed to be different, and it needed to be special and soft and slow, but not the kind of slow that Vocal Point usually does. And Allegheny popped into my head, and so I emailed him my arrangement, and he fell in love with it.
And so the members of your group, Vocal Point, what was their reaction?
Well, it kind of goes through a chain of command. So I recommended this to McKay, our director, and McKay listened to it, and he loved it. And so he showed it to a couple of other guys in the group, and they immediately loved it and started making jokes about it and inside kind of things. But it really was a staple new and novel idea. And so we fine-tuned the arrangement, did a couple of adjustments to make sure that it would lend itself well to the group, and then we shared it out, and we auditioned it, and Cody got the solo and sings it perfectly.
Yeah, tell us about Cody and the whole performance here, because it really, it's a big part of what makes this song work, is that he really owns it.
Yeah, he does. I remember after he had secured the solo and everybody had got their parts, he pulled me aside and he said, "Jake, I need some help. I'm kind of concerned about how I perform this song and how I sing it." And we talked about it, and he sang it a couple of different ways. And what it ended up being was, I just told him, "Cody, you have to sing this like you're whispering it in somebody's ear, like you're singing a child to sleep or you're singing to your loved one. And it's not meant to be necessarily sung on stage, but meant to be sung in private almost." And so that's the adaptation that he took when performing this song, and I think that it lent itself beautifully to the performance.
And how did it end up on Vocal Point's current CD, Spectrum?
Okay, so I was talking with McKay. He was so worried. The new CD has 15 songs, and the reason why it's called Spectrum is because it has a huge variety of different genres and feels that anybody could listen to and enjoy. But it was missing something, and McKay wasn't exactly sure what it was, and so when I showed him this song, he knew right from the get-go that that was exactly what needed to be on the CD. That was what was missing. That was that piece to the CD that was going to fill it out and allow people to connect better with Vocal Point in general and be able to enjoy the CD more. I guess that's the best way to say that it got out on the CD.
And Ben, did you know that the song would be included on the CD?
No, not until they had made that decision. But I was very all right with that. I had heard Jacob's arrangement when he had written it to pitch for the bass singer's wedding. And I liked that arrangement, and they stayed very close to that arrangement. And so it didn't seem much of a risk, like I was giving my child to strangers or they were going to turn it into something much different than how I had made it. They did a great job with it.
So this question then is for both of you. What has been the reaction to the song?
I love the way that they did it. I thought their execution was spot on, and I've listened to the song probably 100 times already, just over and over again, and I think they did an absolutely fantastic job. It's been a big surprise to my friends out here in Pittsburgh. I don't think any of them knew that I did much songwriting, and I haven't since coming out to Pittsburgh, and so then this shows up on someone else's CD, and they're all like, "What the heck is this doing? And why didn't you tell us about this hobby of yours?" And but I've been very happy with it.
And Jake, what about you? What have you been able to tap into as far as reaction to the song?
It's been great. I've really enjoyed seeing the positive remarks. Vocal Point has been doing a really huge social media push, and we've been trying really hard to reach out to new audiences. And so one of the posts was just asking point blank what were people's favorite song on the CD. And there were a handful that were mentioned, but Allegheny was one that was mentioned several times as a favorite, one that people listen to all the time. I listen to this when I want to go to sleep. It's so sweet and so soothing that I love it. And I can't even properly express the positive regard that people have towards this song. And anybody that's from Pittsburgh or anybody that knows about those rivers gets so excited. I remember the first time that we performed it for anybody, we usually have a kind of a practice performance where we'll go and sing for the ladies in the costume shop in the building where we have rehearsal. And so we went to the costume shop, and I won't ever forget, one of the ladies started crying because she had grown up in Pittsburgh, and it was such a beautiful arrangement and so different and such a beautiful tribute to where she was and where she was growing up. It made her cry.
Is anybody upset that it feels that the Ohio River is getting shortchanged here?
I haven't heard any qualms so far.
Ben?
So there's actually a secret third verse that my wife and I just keep to ourselves, and it's about it's about the Ohio River, and we sing that when Nash is being particularly fussy and hasn't calmed down by the end of the song. Then we add the encore verse, and hopefully he chills out and falls asleep by the end of the third verse.
All sorts of metaphorical things that can be read into that.
Yeah.
Ben Tengelson, composer of the song Allegheny, performed by the vocal group Vocal Point on their new CD, Spectrum, has been our guest. And we've also been talking with Jake Tengelson, a member of Vocal Point, who arranged the song for the group. Gentlemen, thank you both for being our guests here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Go to our website, check out any past programs or segments that you might have missed at WESA.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.
It's between where you end and I begin, 'cause we're one like the master of heaven who made us. Like the sweet Allegheny and Monongahela, like the sweet Allegheny.